From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to O'Neill Outside from the Bojangles Studio, high in the mountains of North Georgia. Yes, indeed, it's Works Radio. For the next 2 hours, no politics, no COVID-19, unless you just have to. But we've got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of recommendations to make, and I hope you'll join us on the program. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta, Georgia area, which is a big area, and across the country on WSB 95.5 and the SB Nation Radio Network to 155 cities across the country at 800-972-8255. 800-972-8255. It's time to get out of the house if it's legal, but you can. I've got some great places to go where you'll be separated from everyone else, and you get to spend some time with your family and with your children, and we'll get to that later in the program. It's 7 after the hour right now. We'll have our Medal of Honor in the second hour, the Radio Prize Package, the Rocco's Prize Package, the True Turn Tackle Tips, and it's lightning like mad up here outside. I hope you saw that flash. Yes, indeed, it's raining, but it's springtime. What a surprise. It's supposed to be warming up and being moist, and that's what triggers all these storms. So if you're locked inside this morning for whatever reason, give us a call at Works Radio, and we can talk about the outdoors. It's turkey season. Those thunder chickens are out there, and they're for the taking. But we have some lessons. I would like to know from you today, if you don't mind calling and letting me know, what have you learned about turkey hunting in the last couple of years that has made you better and more successful? And indeed, who taught you? I haven't been turkey hunting yet. I think the last 2 weeks of the season are the best. That's when everything is so lonesome. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. We'll have the mailbag and a lot of other things and your calls. You make it happen. This is O'Neill with Works Radio, and I'll be back.
I've been trying to open my eyes, take it all in as the world passes by, getting lost in the twist.
Okay, 12 after the hour. Welcome back. This is Works Radio. We have calls already coming in. Let's just jump right on them, if you will, because people are probably on the way to the woods or on the way to the lake or something. It's raining right now. We're talking with Roger Bannister now. Good morning, Roger. This is O'Neill. Welcome to the program.
Hey, buddy. You know, I ran the 4-minute mile. Remember that?
Yeah, the first one.
No,
that's right. Roger Bannister.
Hey, you're just full of crap. So am I. But
yeah, I know.
No, I don't go to I haven't hunted a turkey this year. And you're right. I love them late season turkeys. They gobble in the afternoon.
Indeed. If you get one to gobble in the afternoon, he is yours.
He's dead. Yeah. Grand County, Butts County, wherever the hell he is. But hey, I save a lot of gas on that. You know,
you betcha. Roger, let me ask you, have you ever hunted the Rio Grande or some of the other turkeys out west?
No, sir. I'm a Georgia boy.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that I've done that a lot. And those birds out there, the Rio and, the other names, the species, those are easy to take.
Noah?
They are
going to drive that far. Did you hear me? I'm not going to drive that far. But the thing about it is, through the years, I mean, I've got turkeys, double beards, and all this kind of stuff through the years, and been in Georgia Outdoor News magazine, and all that kind of stuff. But it's just my nephews, they kill good birds. But
fantastic.
I ain't been that good this year.
All right, let me ask you a question. People that are listening to the program right now may be novice turkey hunters. They may be turkey hunters that aren't as successful as you. What one thing would you tell the average turkey hunter that he probably does wrong that keeps him from taking birds?
Hey, okay. And don't ever assume that there's no turkey in there. They're there. Yep. They're all over the place.
And, yes, they are.
You just have to hunt them, and just take your dang time. I mean, you drove down there or up there, wherever you were.
What I would say to the answer to that question is the following, and I'm a reader of Tom Kelly, who is the greatest turkey writer ever, and he says, you'll learn more from the turkeys than you will any other way. So, like you said, you got to go.
You got to get in there.
That's right. And there are a lot of turkeys there, and they will teach you the mistakes you make.
Yep. Oh, I've been doing it for years. Roscoe Reams, anybody out there listening? Me and him's had many discussions, and my nephew, he's the one that drug me into this, but, years ago, Roscoe Reams was, he's a fine turkey hunter.
You bet. And, I went with Roscoe one time and he did something that, during the hunt that finished the hunt. This is what did it. The gobbler was on the way. We could see him, but he wouldn't come in that last 20 yards. We were behind a bunch of pine limbs that we had put in front of us. And the last 20 yards, we're sitting there under a tree, that Roscoe and I are, and Roscoe scratched the ground with his foot.
Yep.
And that did it.
That's it. Hey, look here, y'all listening to me? Scratch, scratch.
Yeah.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Yes, sir.
That's what brings them in.
Yeah, that's that rhythm and he did it, and boy, that turkey ran in.
Yeah.
And that was the last 20 yards he ever took.
Yeah.
That's right.
O'Neill, love you. Listen, I hope somebody else calls in and gives you some more information, and that's all the information I can probably give you, that scratch thing. I used to take a bag with like you get at Publix or somewhere, and just go scratch, 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 without moving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, interesting. Well, I learned something today.
Dang, everybody does. It's just like a. No, it's just you have to make a noise to let them know where you are. Cut the calls, okay? I mean, all you got to do is hit a box call at one time, like that. And just leave it alone. They're coming to
that's
you.
Right.
That's a
good recommendation.
Yep.
That's a good recommendation. Because I know the last time I hunted with Roscoe, we were successful, and he called two times.
Yeah.
That was all. We all called too much. Hey, Roger, congratulations on that mile. I'll see you soon, my friend.
I'm not a runner anymore, but darn it, you know who I am. S.O.B.
Yeah, I do, yeah. All right, stay in touch, pal.
Show somewhere, but anyway, I'm just trying to throw stuff out there. You don't have to overcall. You just have to call and let them know where you are.
That's right. And they know. Catch you later, pal.
Yep.
You bet. Got to go.
All right.
There you go. All right, let's talk now. We got something left over from last week. Wade is calling from Bowling Green. Good morning, Wade.
I got to tell you something, buddy.
Wade, are you there? Hey, what do you say?
Can you hear
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, can you hear me?
I can, not very well, but I can hear you. Yes, indeed.
Well, hang on. Let me turn around. How about that better?
That's better.
All right. I got to tell you something.
Tell me.
I love you. If I ever call you again, don't tell you I love you first thing, hang up on me.
Okay, I will. I'll keep it. That virus
is the devil.
Yes, I am well and doing fine.
Thank the good Lord above.
Thank goodness. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Chicken soup, apple cider vinegar, and Louisiana hot sauce, and brush your teeth. And brush your teeth. And brush your teeth.
Okay.
And when you can't get enough to drink, drink some more water.
That's right. Well, I'm proud to see that you're still with us.
Well, you can't kill a hog. You can't poison a hog. Even though I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan now. Don't get me wrong.
Well, all right. What's the temperature up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, anyway?
Hold on. Let me put it on. I got it on the. Let's see right now.
Just guess at
up here. We got some serious TV up here. I can watch the satellite anytime I want to. Channel 2. Hold on, I'll tell you. About 50. It's running about 49, 50.
Oh. Well, that's not bad. I thought it was cold.
I planted my tomato plants. It's too early to put them in the ground. We had a real hard frost yesterday, or day before yesterday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A real hard one. Oh, no, let's see. Give me 1 second. I'll have it up here. 48 degrees. Really? At 4 o'clock?
There you are.
3:20.
Yeah.
You know I'm an hour behind you.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you getting up and staying in touch. I'm proud to... What? Well, hurry, because I'm about to run out of time.
Well, you want to hold me over? I mean, I got you hooked up with 100.4 up here. I'm trying to get you syndicated up here.
Okay. All right. Hold on there, and I'll put you on hold.
Roll me over, but don't hang up on me now, because I cannot get you on access on the computer today.
No, I'm going to put you on hold. That's right. We know how to do that, I think. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. It's 21 after the hour. We have a lot of calls this morning about spring fishing and turkey hunting and some recommendations I have about places to take you, your family. You'll be quarantined, but it'll still be outside, inexpensive, and lovely. This is O'Neill. You stay right there.
One I used to know would stay.
Okay, 25 after the hour. John, I'll be with you in New York in just a minute. But right now, let's go ahead and chat with Wade, calling from Bowling Green. What do you say, my man?
Can you hear me, boss?
Yes, sir.
All right. I was going to tell you, O'Neill, you know how you get up? You got to take us a minute to wake up in the morning, you know, kind of foggy-headed?
Sure.
All right. Well, listen to this. Hear that breath?
I hear.
I couldn't do that last Saturday morning.
Oh, well, you're getting well. What does the doctor say?
I put my foot in it.
What does the doctor say you're going to be fully recovered?
2 to 3 months.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least you got that in front of
you. You can tell by the end of January, because I get to listen to all your podcasts all the time.
Uh-huh.
I go pull up. I put them up whenever I want to. You can hear it coming on by the end of January.
Okay.
But it was jumping up on me in late November because I couldn't hardly sing in the Christmas program at church on the 15th and the 16th. It's all I could do to breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
And I prayed the Lord I didn't give it to them. I mean, goodness gracious. Them folks love me.
I'll bet so.
But stay home. If I can, let me rant real quick and I'll get off here. We'll talk about hunting and fishing later. But folks, stay home. This is not a joke.
I survived it.
But I'm a healthy, strong, young 55-year-old male. Mm-hmm. I'm a borderline diabetic. I have high blood pressure. I'm a little overweight, but I beat it.
There you go.
Don't let it beat you.
Right. Stay home.
And
stay
if you
separated.
Love somebody, somebody loves you, do it for them. Don't do it for yourself.
Exactly
do it for them.
Right. All right. Hey, listen, I appreciate you mentioning the podcast, and keep listening, my friend, and I'll catch you next week. There you go.
Well,
there we are. Uh-oh. Well, doggone it, I cut him off again. Now let's chat with John calling from the Catskills in New York. What do you say, my friend?
All right, greetings from the Catskill Mountains. It might be raining down there, but it's snowing up here.
That's what I heard. I talked to a friend of mine in Ohio yesterday, and he said everything's white up here. Oh, my goodness.
Right, yeah. We've been, it's almost like every 2-3 days we've been getting a couple inches. And so I've been out in the woods tracking things, of course. And one thing I wanted to find out was we call them partridges, the rough grouse.
Right.
This time of year they're drumming in the springtime for the females and declaring their territory and such. The first time I ever heard a partridge drumming, I didn't know what it was. I thought somebody was starting up the lawnmower and kept conking out on them.
Yeah, it's louder than you anticipate.
It's a different sound, a lower decibel or cycles, they call it, I guess. As a matter of fact, they mentioned that the gray horned owl is a predator of them, but it cannot hear them drumming on the log because of the low decibel.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Very, very low frequency, like a, like a drum. That's why it's called that.
Now, we got a good population up on top of the mountain, so I decided Wednesday, we had a little bit of snow to seek some out, and I found three that were drumming on the stone wall.
Oh, boy.
About 200 to 300 yards apart, the males. And I always wondered, where did they come from? They're a ground rooster. They spend the night on the ground. So I backtracked each one of them. The first one was 40 yards away, and he drummed on a rock 10 yards away at first before he went to his primary drumming log. Mm-hmm. And the second partridge, he was about 70 yards away. And also the third partridge, he was about 70 yards away. They spent the night, and then they walked to the log to drum. And they walk in the dark. I've done this before. You got to get there early. Matter of fact, I set up a blind yesterday. I'm going to try and photograph him on the log in the snow today. I got to walk up the mountain, so I got to leave right after I get done talking with you. But they walk in the dark to the drumming log, and they start drumming even before it's light out. It's an interesting thing.
That's right. It's territorial.
Yes.
That's his spot. He probably goes back to the same place every time.
And every year, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If they survive, they go back every year. They've got two to three different other spots that they like to drum, but they have a primary spot.
My only problem with grouse hunting is that you always have to walk uphill. Don't you?
Our population right now is either up top of the mountain or down along the creek.
I see. Yep. Well, that's good. You got to be a good fast draw.
Yeah,
they'll get out of there fast.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
All right. Well, we're praying for Wade and everybody else with this pandemic, and this is unreal time in the nation right now.
Patience. Yep. Patience, and listen, we are not tough guys. Mm-hmm. So do what they say. Separate yourself from everyone else if you can.
Right. You got it.
You bet. Good luck to you, pal.
Okay. Yes, take care.
Thanks for calling, John. Now, you got to call me back and let me know how many grouse you got today. Okay?
On camera.
Yep, you bet. You bet.
Thanks.
See you later, man. There we go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I failed to tell you guys that this is Works Radio, and it's brought to you by Works Tools, Stripling's General Store, The Tough Shed. Man, my Tough Shed is full. Snellville Heating and Air, Rocco's Pub, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, Historic Sites, and State Parks. True Turn, Hooks, Roadrunner, Lures, Arctic Ice, Freezer Packs, O'Neill's Podcasts, Fisher's Choice Baits, and now Gin Spring Generators, that's Briggs and Stratton, and Ritter Critter. I asked Gail last night, yesterday afternoon, how long we've lived here in the mountains now for 5 years. This was a weekend place. And when we moved in, we had rats and squirrels and mice and roof rats and bats and all kinds of stuff because we weren't here all the time. But we called, and so I recommend it. I'm sorry if I, but It's rid a critter. And they came in, and they come in when needed, and we have no mice or bats or rats or anything else ever again. These people are really good at it. Okay, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Let's put this at 32 after the hour. I tell you what, Corey, let's go ahead and do the radio prize package. And the radio prize package rules are the following. You cannot ever have won the radio prize package before, and you have to be 18 years old to win. First correct caller to 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255, and you only get one answer. You don't get to call and ask the question again or ask that it be asked. No, you have to be ready with the answer. And here it is. Here's the question. O'Neill, and I just made reference to it, O'Neill and Gail moved here to the North Georgia Mountains 5 years ago. In what city in Georgia did we live prior to that? That's the question. The radio prize package consists of a Bojangles gift card, a Big Green Egg koozie kit, an Angler magazine, the DNR rigs, Georgia State's Parks Guide, Fisher's Choice Baits, True Turn Tackle, Arctic Ice Travel Pack, Moonphase Clock Forecaster, and a HydroShot Glass. That HydroShot Glass is okay. You understand the question? 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And Corey, it looks like we have a winner. Is that correct? All right, we already have a winner, so you can stop calling, but you can call, and we can discuss outdoors. Now, here, this is the recommendation that I'm going to have throughout the next hour and a half on the show here this morning, and that is this. School is out. School's suspended. You don't need to go to the grocery store often. You're not going to go to the gym. What a great time to get the family together and visit a state park, go for a hike, fish in the pond, you know, whatever the case might be. But it's a great time to spend some days with your family at a state park. Now, how do you find out about the state parks? In whatever state you live, I can assure you there's a Department of Natural Resources and State Parks internet site, a website, and you can find out all about all the places that you can go. And it's worthwhile. Be sure and take your camera. And the only other recommendation I can make in that regard is, if you're on a hike, slow down. Be quiet. And the woods will wake up around you. And other than that recommendation, if you're going to take a hike and spend some time in the woods, go to the internet and learn some of the calls. What does a crow sound like? What does a dove sound like? What does a meadowlark sound like? All of these things, a pileated woodpecker, what are those? All of those, learn the sounds. It amplifies the experience of being in the woods at a state park. And when you go fishing, all you have to do is take some Fisher's Choice canned baits. And, man, you can get all these state parks in Georgia, and I'm sure it's everywhere else, are just loaded with panfish. You can catch a bucket full. This is O'Neill. We have the answer to the radio prize package when we return.
Just like the other one, make it a double run. We're going to cast away tonight.
Welcome back, everyone. 39 after the hour. This is 40 after the hour, that is. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. And we'll Let me click on my computer screen right here, and we'll wind up the radio prize package for everybody. And the question was, and you heard the list of prizes, the question was, before O'Neill and Gale, and we always make this personal, and maybe if I have time today or next week, I'll tell you why all the questions are, well, it's easy. The questions are personal as a reward for people who listen to the show. You will not know the answers for the radio prize package unless you are a listener to the show. It's not just sports trivia, okay? And the question was, prior to moving here near Amicalola Falls in North Georgia, what city did O'Neill and Gale live? And Carl is calling from Decatur, Georgia. And Carl, what is the answer to the radio prize package?
It's Snellville.
Yes, indeed. We lived there for 35 years. It was a great place. Enjoyed every minute of it. Do we have your information so that we can send you the radio prize package?
Yes, you do, sir.
Good, good. Well, it was worth getting up this morning, huh? Are you at work? Or
no.
You
just... No, I'm heading turkey hunting right now.
Ah, you're going after one of those thunder chickens, huh? You've got them located?
I do. I'm going to some private land this morning that a buddy of mine has a blind set up. Mm-hmm. It's pouring down rain right now, so yeah. It'll be a little bit easier hunt because he's got the blinds ready to go.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think? You sound like you're a seasoned hunter. What do you think the rain, does it do anything to change the hunt?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you got to think about just keeping yourself dry somehow. But
right.
In my experiences, the turkey's still got to eat. This morning, it looks like the rain's going to pass through pretty quickly. So I'll probably be in the blind while it rains, and then it might slow them down a bit. But, you know, they still got to get out. They still got to get on the root or get off the roost and make babies. So mm-hmm. I'm confident we'll hear birds this morning.
I agree. Now, let me tell you what I learned about that from somebody that's a lot better turkey hunter than I am, okay? That you can think about. In the rain, he always told me, when it's raining, the bird will stay on the roost longer.
Gotcha.
And number two, when he flies down, he will look for a place that's not in the high grass or anything.
That makes sense.
Because he doesn't want to get his feathers wet.
Right.
Interesting, isn't it?
No, it is. And I'm always learning. That's the fun thing about turkey hunting is there's always something new to learn, and it's always a challenge.
You bet. And to me, the number one instructor in turkey hunting is the turkey. He will let you know what mistakes you made.
And I've made a lot. I haven't gotten one yet, but I've been talking to turkeys almost every time I've been out.
So. Oh, good. That's good.
It's a lot of fun.
Today may be your day. All right. Thanks
for calling. I said I started off with good luck this morning, so that's a good omen.
Yes, you did. All right. Have a good, safe hunt, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
You
great
bet.
Show.
There you are. All right, it's 43 after the hour. Let's talk to Bob. He's calling from Marietta on O'Neill Outside at 43 after the hour. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, O'Neill. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, before I ask my main question, I miss Gary Gale on the radio.
I know. Well, she sleeps now.
Okay. All right. A week or so ago, you mentioned, I think it was Lake Montgomery.
Yes.
He said he wasn't there anymore. The river took it over.
Correct.
How does that happen?
Well, in older times, Lake Montgomery was an oxbow lake. You know what that is?
No.
Well, an oxbow lake is a place where the river used to have a current through the area, a big curve in the river. And for whatever reason, the water level went down or whatever the case might be, but it left a lake, but the river continued past it. You follow? And it left a big circular lake where the river used to have current.
Okay.
So that doesn't exist anymore because as the water level rose again, the river took over the lake.
Oh, okay.
So it's still there, but it's not a lake. It's part of the river again.
That's weird.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The largest largemouth bass ever recorded, 22 pounds and 4 ounces.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Glad you called, pal. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
You bet. There you are. Now we learned something this morning, didn't we? 45 after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. We've got Ty. Here's a good friend. Jim is calling from Monroe, Georgia. Good morning, Jim. What do you think?
Good morning, Professor. How in the world are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're awfully kind. What's going on with you? You headed for the woods?
Well, I was going to, but I'm going to go a little bit later this afternoon. I've had a little problem with one. He's in between our property and another property. Sometimes he'll go to there, sometimes he'll go to ours. And I've just wondered if you had any particular suggestion as how to entice him a little more. I have had him come up. I don't know if it was a coyote or a bobcat, but he spooked and flew slap up and straight away. I figured it was either a coyote or a bobcat that was down in there. So I wondered if you had an idea of what we might try differently.
You know, without being there with you, without seeing the terrain, without understanding the lay of the land, I don't.
Okay.
But my only thing is to refer to the biggest mistake most turkey hunters make, and that is they call too much.
I only called him one time. He gobbled, and I could hear him when he hit the ground, and he was coming. And I don't know if there was a hen or what. I didn't hear one. But all of a sudden, he just turned and went back the other way.
Yeah,
we've been after him now since opening. And I'm thinking that possibly he may get, the girls may decide to go to another hen party somewhere. May get a little lonely and start looking. So I just wondered if you had any other suggestion, what you've told us before, that calling less is actually calling more, which
correct.
Is
the only thing that might work that you might try is once you've made that one call and he answered and it sounds like he's on the ground, the next call that you make in about 10 minutes, if you can do it without moving around too much, or at least turn your body and call away from him.
I have not done exactly turn my body, but what I have done is gone back up the hill because he's actually down toward the swamp, and I go back up the hill some, and then when I do hear him, sometimes I'll try to ease back still while it's just barely breaking and move back a little bit, and sometimes he will call and sound like he's close, but he did turn and go back away. So, you know, it's just one of those situations, but it's exciting just to hear them thunder like they do.
Goodness. That's what I tell people, Jim. You don't have to pull the trigger on him.
No.
I mean, you don't have to kill him to make it the number one hunt there is. Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, I remember I heard a story. Have you ever read Tom Kelly and all of his books about turkey hunting?
I have not read all of them. I have read several.
Okay, well, you know who I'm talking about. He told me one day he had four guys set up at a plantation. I think it was in Alabama, and a turkey was he called in. It was a lesson, and he called in a bird that came within about 25 yards right in front of him. And they didn't intend to kill him because they wanted him to be there for teaching purposes.
Right.
And the bird got right in front of him, and Tom said real loud, and I'm not going to do it real loud, he said, boom! And the turkey didn't move. And one of the guys that was with one of the students that was with Tom said, Tom, you missed him.
Oh, my gravy. I do I do remember your good friend, Quaker Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I have never seen anybody's wife that got so excited about turkey hunting as what Dick Gerber's wife did.
Yeah,
Kirby. Dick Kirby, that's right. I even went and found an Ithaca 3.5-inch 10-gauge like what he shot.
Ooh, okay.
And I'll tell you what, that's a piece of equipment, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. He was a great guy. I hunted with him once. Now, we're talking about a fellow by the name of Dick Kirby. And he was listen to this, you may not know this, Jim, he was a barber. But he found But he found out he had the gift, if you will, of being able to call, and he was just talented in that fashion. But I was with him one day, and he called in a turkey and did not use a call. He just did it with his mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He can call. My grandson Travis can do that.
I still go back sometimes and back into the old archives and watch when you had him as a real youngster, and to see how you and him worked together and came on up through there.
Well,
and what you've done with that young man and how successful he is out there. Sorry to see that he went to Oklahoma, but as long as he's happy and enjoying what he's doing, that's all that matters.
That's right. He is he's a cowboy now.
Oh.
Wears a cowboy hat and a beard, and he's going to buy a horse this week.
I wonder what type he's going to buy. Is he going to buy a bay or a paint?
It's going to be. I asked him that. He said it's fully trained.
Wow.
Okay. I believe you. I said, how much does that cost? A couple of $100? And he laughed at me, and he said, no, it's going to be about $3,000 to $5,000.
Yep.
For a horse. And I said, well, good luck, son. That's something I won't ever buy. So, hey, Jim, I'm glad you called, pal.
Thank you very much. You have a great weekend. And like I say, I'm not going to give up. We're going to chase this old buzzard yet. And
I believe you're going to get him.
Well, I don't know. It's not getting him. It's basically just the excitement and the adrenaline that it puts to the old heart when you do hear him.
Do you think that, and I only got about 30 seconds, do you think that hunting turkeys in the rain keeps them on the limb longer?
I don't know, Professor. I have seen them stay on the limb. I have seen some of them out there, it'd be gently raining in the morning, and they're out there walking in the fields. I really don't know.
Yeah. I know that they'll teach you. The reason we're all better turkey hunters right now is the fact that we've got so many turkeys to teach us the things that we do wrong.
That's right. That's right.
All right, I got to go, pal.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You bet. See you later, Jim. This is O'Neill with Works Radio. More when we return. The first hour of Works Radio is about to end, but let's do get this call in if we can. Darlene is calling from Marietta, Georgia. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Lovely.
I wanted to ask you, I'm a blind lady. I was wondering how I could fish.
With somebody with you, I would imagine that would be quite an experience. I know a few years ago, I took a blinded veteran fishing.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us fished together. I made the cast for him and so on. But someone could help you, and I think you would really enjoy it. Have you not done that before?
Yeah, I fished when I went to camp a couple of years ago.
I see. Well, did you enjoy it? Did you catch something?
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, that's wonderful that you're doing that.
But I just want to say, too, that I listened to your show. You changed the name from O'Neill Outside from O'Neill Works.
Yes.
How come? I was just curious.
Well, people, the only way you ever have a television or a radio show is people pay you to be associated with it.
Oh.
And sometimes they will pay you to have their name lead the show and call it Works Radio. And the second half of the year, it will be CVA Radio. So that's how that works.
And I enjoyed listening to Mrs. Williams on the air with you. And I used to enjoy when you two were on the air together.
A lot of people miss her, and thank you for mentioning that. But
she's coming back?
One day, she's too grumpy this time of day. That's why she's not on the air.
You're a lot of fun. I enjoyed talking to you.
Well, thank you for calling. Good luck to you. And when if you get to go fishing, would you call me back and let me know what happened?
Okay, if I ever do, I'll call you back.
Good deal. Thank you so much.
Oh, you have a good day.
You have a great weekend. There you are. All right, first hour's gone, but we'll be back with the True Turn Tackle Tips. We'll have the mailbag, the Who Is This feature, and the Medal of Honor. All of those things on Works Radio when we return.
Coronavirus.
Stay informed.
Know what's happening with the response and how to protect yourself.
The top local and national news every 30 minutes. And when news breaks, we'll break in immediately, 24 hours a day.
95.5.